The Mishnah in Sukkah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph quotes a machlokes to Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the din of a sukkah shigavol lamala me'esim amma, a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas? The Tanakama says that it's psula, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kshera. The Gemara mentions three different reasons as to why the Tanakama, the Chachamim, hold that such a sukkah is psula. Perhaps the most famous reason is what Rava says, the third reason of the Gemara, that sukkah diras arai be'inan. The Chachamim hold that sukkah is supposed to be a diras arai, supposed to be a temporary structure. But the Gemara explains that even the Chachamim admit that one can make the sukkah in such a way that the walls are strong. They can even be made out of mechitzah shel barzel. The Chachamim agree that you can make the sukkah keva. You can make it a stable structure, a strong structure. The Chacham just told that it has to be Roy Leo's Diras Arai, that the sukkah has to have the potential to be a Diras Arai. It has to be made shorter than 20 amas. If you make the sukkah taller than 20 amas, then it has to be made in a permanent way. So the Chachamim hold that the sukkah should be dafka shorter than 20 amas so that you have the potential to make it a Diras Arai. But technically speaking, even the Chachamim agree that if you make the walls out of a permanent material, if you make them out of mechitza shel barzel or other dvarim shel keva, the sukkah is still going to be kosher. Tosis here's a kasha. He says, we know that the Mishnah says at the end of the second perek that geshamim is a simen klola b'chag, that if it rains on sukkahs, that's viewed as a simen klola. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us he doesn't want a mitzvah of sukkah. So Tosis says, why is it a simen klola? After all, if the Chachamim hold that you're allowed to make the sukkah out of Devarim Shel Keva, you can make it with a permanent structure. So then a person could attach the planks of wood that make up his schach with nails in such a way that the rain will not come through. And then the Geshamim won't be a Simen Klala. If the Chachamim say that you're allowed to make the sukkah Ba'ofen Shel Keva, it's just that you need Roy Leo's Dira Sarai, it has to be shorter than 20 Amis, so then you can make the sukkah in such a way that the rain won't be able to come through. Tosus answers that according to the Chachamim, there's a fundamental distinction between the walls of the sukkah and the schach of the sukkah. When it comes to the walls, so then the Chachamim say that Roy Leo's Dira Sarai is enough. That as long as you make the sukkah shorter than 20 amas, that you have the potential to make the walls out of a flimsier material, then the sukkah is kosher. But when it comes to the schach is the ikar sukkah, as Rashi says, sukkah al shem haschach kruya. Since the schach is the ikar sukkah, there the Chachamim say that it's not enough to have Roy Leo's Diras Arai. It has to be Arai Mamish. The schach has to be made in a temporary way. You can't make it out of keva. And that's why Geshamim is a simen klola b'chag. What does Tosfos mean? What's the ikar nekuda of Tosfos that the schach has to be made in a way that's Arai Mamish? The Bach, in his commentary on the Torah in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Aleph and Siv Dalid, writes that the Iker of Tosfos is that they hold the schach has to be made in such a way that the rain can come through. That's the main point of Tosfos. Rain has to have the potential to come through the schach, and if it does have the potential, then it's called Arai Mamish. And if not, then it's not Arai Mamish, and the sukkah is going to be psula. And that's exactly the distinction. That's why Geshamim is a simen klola b'chag, because if the Geshamim can come through, then the sukkah is a diras arai and it's going to be kosher. But if the geshamim can't come through, then Tosfos holds that it's a diras keva, and according to the chachamim, it's going to be possible. The Sharatzion in Simen Tov Reish Lama Gimel Sivkot Nvav explains Tosfos differently. He assumes that the ikar of Tosfos is not so much that the sukkah has to be made in such a way that the rain can come through the schach, but rather that you're not allowed to attach the pieces of the schach together with nails. That if the sukkah is made in a very thick way, the schach is placed thickly in such a way that the geshamim are not going to come through, the sukkah could still be kosher as long as you don't fasten the schach together with nails. But if you koveya them b'masmerim, if you fasten the schach together with nails, then the sukkah is going to be posel because that's not arai mamish, that's called the keva, because you fasten the schach with the nails. The machlokas, the Bach and the Sharatzion is what's the key to Tosfos? Is the key that you have to have the potential for rain to come through in the schach in order to be called Arai Mamish? Or is the key that you can't fasten the schach with nails? How do we understand the Mishnah at the end of the second parak according to the Shaar HaTzion? If the key according to Tosis is that you can't fasten the schach with nails, so then why is Geshamim a siman klala b'chag? Even if the rain can't come through, l'chora, as long as you don't fasten the schach with nails, it should still be kosher, it should be called arei mamish. So the answer must be along the lines of what the Pnei Yoshua writes here on the sugya, that since al pi rov, most people make their schach not so thick, they leave airspace in the schach in such a way that the geshamim can come through. So therefore, geshamim is a siman klala b'chag. It might be true that a person could make his sukkah in such a way that the rain is not going to come through, but since al pi rov, since most people construct the sukkah in such a way that the rain can come through, so that's the normal circumstance of the Mishnah. The second parak was said according to the normal circumstances, that in normal situations, Geshamim is going to be a siman klala b'chag. But really, in a chanami, you could make the sukkah in such a way that the geshamim, the rain, will not come through the schach. And nevertheless, according to Tosfos, the chachamim will say that the sukkah is perfectly kosher. As long as you don't fasten the schach together with nails, that'll be called the schach that's arei mamish, and the sukkah will be kosher according to the Chachamim, lefi the Shaar HaTzion's understanding of Tosfos.